If you have your Bible tonight, turn to James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. I want to begin reading at verse 13. The Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we would go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." I want to preach just a little while, if God help me tonight, on this thought. What is your life? Now, James asked this question. And now, you know, James is the brother of Jesus. And he's talking here in his book, in the book of James. And he's talking about Christian living. He's talking about how people ought to live for Christ. And how we ought to know that once we receive Him, that He lives in us. Now James, it took him a while. He didn't believe in his half-brother was the Messiah till after Jesus had risen from the dead. And then he became a believer. Hey, it's hard not to believe, praise God, when you know somebody and they die and are buried, praise God, and about 3 days later they get up and they're walking around. That's a pretty good reinforcer of belief, amen, when you see somebody that you know was dead, and now they're alive. I want to say, praise God, I'm a believer today, Brother Bill, because Jesus was dead, and now He's alive, amen. Praise God, I believe that, and I'm thankful for that, the wisdom and knowledge I have through the Lord, amen. So he says, he asked the question here, what is your life? And now we look at this situation and look at the world in which we live and things that's going on around us, and it seems like there's constantly something happening anymore. And I believe I don't think it's by accident. I think it's because it's God's purpose. Amen. He said all these things would be occurring and happening in diverse places. That's different than before. We're seeing earthquakes in different places. We're seeing tornadoes in different places. He says we're seeing hurricanes in volumes like we've never seen before, and more of them's coming inland than's ever come into land before. And I think it's God Almighty that's trying to get our attention. He's trying to help us to not be so self-reliant and to trust and rely on Him. Amen. I want to say we're living in a day and hour when all this stuff begins to hit us. We have to realize within ourselves that we're no match for everything that this old world and the atmosphere can throw at us, but we know one that is. Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. We know that we don't have the ability to get ourselves out of a lot of situations that's coming our way. And the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse in the end. I believe we're going to see more and more of this stuff come at us. We can't get out of it by ourselves. We can't buy our way out of disaster. Amen. You can't get out of the way. There was a couple that lived in California, and because of all the earthquakes that was happening, they decided to load up and take their money, pull it together, and move out of the state. And they decided to go to Missouri. They figured it'd be safer in Missouri, get away from the coast, get away from the earthquakes. And they said within a year of living in Missouri, a tornado, Brother Jeff, come through there and wiped them out, and the whole family perished there in Missouri. They fled California because they was afraid of the earthquakes, and they got killed in a tornado in Missouri. I want to say we don't have no control over our life today. We may think that we do, but I want to say there's a God in heaven. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what's coming down the line. I want to say we better quit being so confident in who we are and what we can do, and we better get our focus and our eyes back on God, the one that looks down and sees us, knows where we are. I know what our need will be, praise God. I know what's coming our way because money cannot buy you out of disaster. Money cannot buy you out of sickness. Amen. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 16 that they was a rich man and they was a beggar. Now I want to say when it come time to end, amen, I'll say that old rich man, he died, praise God, and he died just like that beggar. Amen. I want to say today you can go to the cemeteries all around here and you'll have a section and you'll have rich people there. We'll have those that were elitist in their lives or thought they were, and they're buried right beside that beggar. They're buried right beside that wino. Buried right beside that drunkard. There's no respecter. Death is no respecter of person. Praise God, we can't buy our way out of it. It's all coming someday. Yeah, preacher, this is just an exciting message. Yeah, praise God, when you realize the excitement of knowing God and knowing He loves us and cares for us, and He promised He'd take us and help us, and He'd keep us, He'd bring us along. Praise God, when it come time, He'd be there with us, amen. Every step of the way, all the way, He'd never forsake us. He'll not leave us, praise God. He'll not turn His back on us. He'll not leave us alone, glory to God, but He'll be there all the way, amen. I'm glad that's the God I serve today. But he said, hey, listen, he said, need to pay attention here. He said, you say today and tomorrow we would go into such a city. Now, I want you to notice the arrogance of these people. They said, we will, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Now, you say, well, preacher, that's pretty arrogant for them. People say, well, either, you know, tomorrow or the next day, we're going to go into this city and we're going to continue there for a year. Who says you're going to continue there for a year? Amen. Amen. Wait, we don't know what tomorrow holds. How can we say we're going to continue a year? Amen. We may not continue another minute. People going out of here like popcorn all the time. Amen. Praise God. And we don't know about that. But they said they'll continue for a year. Amen. That's arrogance. Arrogance will get you in trouble. Amen. When we put our confidence in tomorrow, I'm afraid what's happening in the world, that's what we're doing, Brother Jeff. Everybody's putting their confidence in tomorrow. We're making plans, praise God, for tomorrow. We're always planning for tomorrow and forgetting about who holds today. I mean, I know who holds tomorrow. But praise God, I'm going to trust Him today, praise God, to take care of me today. Amen? Praise God. Because the confidence of tomorrow, praise God, we're counting on a whole lot of stuff when we say that we're putting our confidence in tomorrow. Because what we're actually doing is saying, hey, look, I'm putting all my confidence in the past that it's going to continue as it's always been. Amen? Now listen, this is the scary part, praise God. There's a lot of things that are changing around us right now that's not the way they've always been. Things are changing. Amen. Even in my lifetime, Brother Bill, I'm seeing things changing at a breakneck speed. I'm seeing things change just moment by moment. Every day seems something different happening that we've never seen before. And if we get to putting our confidence in tomorrow, praise God, trusting in the continuation of the past, of yesterday and the day before, amen, we're going to be left behind. We need to put our faith in the Lord, praise God. Because He'll begin to help us today, not only today, but in tomorrow, to help us to make wise choices. What happens, we get confident in and getting to thank and praise God that we have a line on tomorrow. Amen? He said, I'm going to buy and I'm going to sell and I'm going to get gain. But not if the Lord don't help you, you won't. There's a whole lot of people that's putting their confidence in themselves, praise God. He said, preacher, we've always done it this way. Amen. But I tell you what we better do. We better back up and reevaluate and do it God's way. Amen. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. But I want to say, praise God, there is a way that's right before God. And we need to figure out if we're going to continue, praise God, the confidence we have ain't in us, it ain't in tomorrow, but praise God, it's in God Almighty today. Amen. I was talking to some folks the other night, relatives, family. And I said, you know what we're talking about? I told him, I said, I was talking to the church a while back about our priority. And we say, well, preacher, we need to get our priorities straight. There's no such thing as priority. That's an oxymoron. We've got to have a priority. Amen. Well, the lights went to going off. Somebody said, well, I never thought of it that way. We need to have a priority in our life, praise God, and it needs to be the priority. Then everything else will fall in place. Amen. You can't have priorities. There's no such thing. You've got to have a priority. And it takes care of everything else. And when our priority is the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Now, Jesus Christ has said himself, now if that ain't true, then he's a liar. But I want to say, praise God, he said it, and I believe it. I believe it. And if we'll just trust the Lord, the righteousness of God Almighty, praise God, he said it. He's talking about food and raiment and clothing, place to sleep, praise God. He said everything that you need. He said if you'll put your trust in the Lord, that he'll take care of all your stuff. Amen. Not confidence in today, not confidence in me, but not confidence in tomorrow, praise God, but confidence today in the Lord today. Amen. Making wise choices. We're living in a world that don't make wise choices. And when hardships come, we want to blame it on everybody else. Have you ever seen a place where we want to blame all of our bad choices on somebody else? Preacher, if such and such would have did this or done that. Amen. The last time I looked, we were responsible for ourselves. Amen. We need to be realizing, praise God, we're responsible for ourselves and God's responsible for us, praise God. So what is your life, praise God? Is it a life that's given to the Lord, that's trusting in God? Or are we trusting in something else? I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said, yeah, preacher, so what we got to do? He said, we got to forget about all this mess and what we're trying to do. He said, we got to buy some gold. I said, do what? He said, we got to go to buying gold. We got to buy gold. Amen. I said, what are you going to do? I was talking about the hard times and tribulation and things of sorrows, you know, things of persecution that's coming on the world and on the church. He said, we just got to buy gold. Amen. I think about that old saying, praise God, old fellow that died, and he wanted to take his gold with him, so he let him, praise God. When he gets there, he gets to the gate, and he said, what are you doing? What are you going to do with pavement? Yeah. Amen. I think the same thing, praise God. We go and we dig and we plow and we try to have, praise God, and we try to get all the gold we can. But what are we going to do with it? I don't understand what you do with gold when times get out of the banks. When the dollar's no longer any good. They say, well, preacher, you got to have gold to buy stuff with. You tell me how you're going to take gold and divide up and buy stuff. You're going to have to go around with a chunk of gold and a set of scales and take a hammer and chisel and go to chunking it off. I'm telling you what we better do, praise God. We better bank on God Almighty. We better trust the Lord. We better take all of our gain from God's glory, praise God, and just trust Him to help us through the duration of this thing. What is your life without God? It'll live a life of brokenness. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said if we'll just make the right decisions. Amen. The right decisions. Bad decisions get us in trouble. Wrong moves take us in the wrong direction. Amen. They do. That's what happened. He said when we begin to act upon ourselves and begin to act on what we think without conferring with God, sometimes it leaves us in a mess. Amen. We need to be able to learn to trust Him because when the money runs out, where does it leave you? And they said, we're going to go into this city and we're going to continue there a year, so they say, so they think. He said, we're going to buy and we're going to sell and we're going to get gain. Who says they're going to get gain? Amen. They might go in that city. They might have a product that's not selling well. Amen. They've already invested the money into it and they may lose everything they've got. They may go back home broke. But I want to say, praise God, if you've got God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Amen. We're never low. We're never broke. We're never destitute, praise God. We've got somebody that's with us, somebody that'll help us, somebody that'll take care of us, somebody that'll love us and direct us and show us His way. Amen. When nobody else cares about you, praise God, don't care if you even make it back home, praise God, they'll be there. But even when the money runs out. You say, preacher, how do you know about that? I've been there and done that. Amen. I've been to a place, praise God, when money runs short. Glory be God, but praise the Lord, there's always a jar of peanut butter and a slice of loaf bread, a cracker. Praise God, man, get by. Amen. That was God Almighty. He will provide. Amen. Talking to somebody last night, he said, you know what? For a long time, he said, it really bothered him about this tithing thing. He said, I got to thinking about it, you know, as a young Christian. I thought, well, you know, God says give a tenth. So he told his wife, says, honey, we can't do that. He said, if we go giving a tenth, he said, 10%, he said, we won't have money for our bills. But he said, God got, after 2 or 3 weeks, God got to dealing with his heart, got to convicting him when the Potiphar plate come down. He said, about the third Sunday, pray God, wouldn't you come around? He said, there was a tenth in her. And he said, I praise God, I ain't backed up yet. Amen. He said, I ain't had to worry about paying the bills. I ain't had to worry about food on the table. I ain't worried about it. Pray God, because God Almighty, he said, you can't outgive him. I pray God, he'll not be owing to no man. He will provide for you and me. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in him. What is your life? A life of trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. Praise God. Because when the bad decisions come, the wrong moves come, when the money runs out, when despair sets in, that's the order of events that we need to be able to see, praise God, that there is a God and he's real. Even when we get ourselves into a mess. About every mess I've ever got in, I got me into it. Amen? God's never got me in a mess. Hello? God, I say again, God has never got me in a mess. I have got me in a mess. God's always been there to get me out if I listen to him. To show me his way, praise God. Hope comes to the rescue. Amen? Then you go through the trials, the troubles, the hardships, praise God. It seems like there's no hope, praise God. God said there is hope. In James chapter number 1, he says this. Verse number 2, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Amen. When those temptations come, when tempting comes. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He said, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He said, there's a maturing in there. He said, there's a completing in her that God says he does in us. He said, that she might have her perfect one. He said, that you might be wanting for nothing. Amen? Not wanting for nothing, praise God. I realize, amen, everything's taken care of. Amen? God done made me a promise that he'd take care of me. God done made me a promise that he'd be there for me. When I have difficulty, when I have problems, when I need some help, I know where I can call. I know whom I can call on, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, praise God, to direct me in his path, praise God. But he says, if any man lack wisdom. See, what's happening is a lack of wisdom. We've come to a place in our complacency, we think that we are so smart that we're smarter than God. I won't say there's nobody in here that's smart as God. Amen? If you think that, then just throw that out the window, put it in the garbage, trash it, because you'll never be as smart as God. And you say, well, preacher, I know the mind of God. No, you don't. None of us know the mind of God. We know what God tells us in the volume of the book. Amen? Praise God, but that's only a drop in the bucket to the wisdom of God. And we need more wisdom day by day. And he said, if any of you lack wisdom, I don't know about you, praise God, I have to raise my hand. I need all the help I can get. He said, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. He said, God don't just give a little bit. He said, but God pours out wisdom in abundance. Liberally pours it out. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't reproach you for asking. He won't say, hey, well, what do you want that for? Amen. He won't. God will not say, well, Brother Jeff, why do you want to be smarter? Why do you want to know more about me? And why do you want more wisdom? Why do you want more to have the right thinking, the right logic, the right attitude? Amen. Praise God. Because God Almighty, amen, he won't ask that. He knows, praise God. You know, because he knows already, he sees into your heart. The thoughts and the attitude of man's heart. He said, it upbraideth not. And he said, it shall be given him. So if man asks wisdom, we just need to ask God. Amen. When we're seeking a direction, these fellows is going to another city and they're going to go over there and they're going to stay for a year and they're going to buy and sell and they're going to get gain. Amen. Only if God sees fit to give it to them. What do you say in the Bible? It's telling us here, James is telling us here that we need to seek the Lord's face in everything that we do. Tests and trials come, praise God, and we need God to get us out of that. Amen. Well, how do we do it? By being perfect, by being entire, wanting nothing, praise God, because we ask him for wisdom. And he gives it to us in a liberal fashion. But we got to ask believing. Amen? But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So we got to come and ask God without doubting. Said, Lord, I need a little information here. I need a little bit of help, Lord. And I'd like for you to help me with this, if you will. And God Almighty, He'll begin to help you, praise God. Because what is your life without Him? Without the knowledge of God, how do we know what to do? But God Almighty expresses Himself in us, praise God. He gives us the wisdom to follow Him in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Because He is God, the only wise God. There's a lot of gods in this world. Amen? But He's the only wise God. The Bible says in Jude 25. Now, that ain't Jude chapter 25. That's verse 25 because there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. He said, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. So he said, listen, said there's only one wise God. If we're going to get any information, we got to go to Him because He knows it all. Amen. Do you realize God knows everything about you? Amen. He knows everything about you. He knows to the... Well, I'm not even going to say it. I thought I'm going to start saying it to the number of hairs on your head, but every time I say that, I get in trouble. Amen. Because all of us men are going bald. But God knows exactly where He is, and He says what we have to do. We know that God has the wisdom. We just need to ask Him, not doubting, praise God, that He'll fill us with His wisdom. That's what He promises He'll do. Isn't that what He tells us in Matthew chapter number 7? Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 7. He says, ask, comma. Now I like that. He says, so if you need something, what do? You ask. Amen. When you was a little kid and you wanted some mom and daddy to give you something, what'd you do? You ask. Amen. And you ask believing that you'd get it. Amen. I could go to Granny and ask Granny for a jelly biscuit. I don't care what time of day it was. I could ask Granny for a jelly biscuit. She'd fix me a jelly biscuit if she had a biscuit. Amen. Granny Massey would get up and fix you a full four-course meal, praise God, if you ask her. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Why don't we have it? Because we're not asking. Amen. He said, seek and you shall find. He said, why? He said, we're not asking, we're not seeking, we're not looking for it, we're not expecting it, so why, how are we going to get it? But He says, knock, and it shall be open unto you. Amen? Now that word knock, you know what that means, Brother Junior? It means to knock and keep a knocking. Amen? It means to knock and keep knocking. He said to ask and keep asking. He said to seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. He said just keep coming back and coming back and coming back. Praise God. He said just keep asking. He said for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Praise God. He said that's why we come. We keep seeking, knocking, and to see it opened unto us. That we get the things from God. Praise the Lord. But we come to a world, praise God, that's content with our worldliness, and we got everything. We're so blessed in America that we don't ask God for nothing no more. Hello? Amen. We've come to a place that we don't ask. We just assume that everything's good and everything's going to stay good. We've been so content. You might say a contented worldliness is where we are. That's why the church isn't growing. That's why people's not being saved. That's why we don't have any relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, because we're a contented worldliness, pray God. We're happy where we're at. And we don't look for anything else. But you know, that's the devil's best weapon. That's what he used most. When we get a world of that's content with worldliness, well, the devil just takes that and runs with it. And it works real well for him. In times of peace, when times of everything's going good, praise God, the devil takes that run with it. He has a heyday with that. He says, oh, you don't need nothing else. You've got it all. Amen. You don't need a thing. But what happens when the good runs, when disaster comes, when sickness comes, when war times come, when afflictions come, when sickness comes, what happens then? It puts the old devil on the run. And it should. It should put the devil on the run, amen. The weapon of contentedness, praise God, ought to be cast out the window, praise God, when hard times come. It ought to be gone for a child of God before it ever gets to that point. But the devil loses his hold on the world, praise God, when they get over a contentness in the world. When they see hardships, when they see hard times, when sickness comes. You ever notice how complacent we are till somebody in our family gets sick or something goes wrong? And then we'll fall on our face. Might even start going to church again. Hello? Amen! Ain't been 10 years, but boy, my granny's sick. Granny, boy, I don't know if she's serious, but we better get down to the house of God, better pray for granny. And boy, we'll get up, dress up, and come to the house of God, and we'll pray. And, well, we'll come and we'll fess up so we can pray up. Amen. Have to confess and pent for 10 years of slackness to God. Hello? I'm talking about a contentness, a worldly contentness. Amen. Until something hazardous comes, until something happens. Amen. And then we try to get a hold of God and get close to Him again. Amen. Amen. And we realize, what happens is we realize our own mortality. Amen. We come to a point, things start happening, and we start realizing our own mortality. I was talking to somebody the other day, we were talking about, like, you know, when you're a 20, 25, 30, 35, amen, you're immortal. Ain't no sickness, everything's running well, got a good job, everything's, you know, building up, paying bills, everything's going good, buying stuff I want, and things I'd like to have, I go get. And boy, we're running well. I mean, talking content with worldliness, amen, but then something goes wrong. And about time you get about 40, 45, and things start to fall apart. Things ain't the way they used to be. Used to those things that you'd just grab and growl and it would move. Amen. Praise God. You sit and scratch your head, contemplate it for a while, and don't know what to do about it. Amen. I mean, to the point of getting your own self out of the bed of a morning, praise God, it gets more difficult every year. Amen. And we get into complacency, but praise God, when we get to a certain point, we start realizing our own mortality, and we say, God, I'm going to need a little push here, just a little help here. I'm going to need a little direction here. I'm going to need a little something today special, because if not, I'm not going to make it. But God, I realize that you are God, and you're my God. You're a helping God. You're an able God. You're able to reach down to where I'm at and bring me out of this place that I'm in. Praise God, put me in a better place. I might give you the praise and glory for it. I should have been doing it a long time ago, but I haven't been. But I want to start, Lord, because I realize that this old life is short. It's like a vapor and it's gone. And Lord, I praise you. I need your help, praise God, as long as I'm here. Amen. Amen. I need some help. Amen. You get like more and more every day. You start focusing more on the upward things than the outward things. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. What is your life? Praise God. Mine's the life of focused on Jesus. He's my priority. Amen. He's the one that sees me through. Praise God. I know that I'm not going to live forever. I'm just a passing through. Praise God. I'm a pilgrim. Amen. I'm on a mission for Jesus. Just to tell everybody, praise God, there's a place called heaven. And it's a sweet place, praise God. It's a place where your name's written, where you can go and be and live forever, praise the Lord. And I'm on a journey, and I want to take everybody with me I can.
Amen.
Amen. Want them all to get in. And I'm not contented with a worldliness. Praise God, I want a godliness, amen. A spirituality, praise God. But we've got a spiritual, careless people in the world today. They're not concerned about spiritual things. They're all caught up today. They're all caught up in worldly things. Amen? Things that it's what we can get and feel and hold in our hands. And we don't think about the spiritual part of man. Amen? We need to be thinking about the spiritual part of man. Praise God. The things that, till we come to a point in our worldly contentness, till we start taking God seriously. We come to a point in our life, praise God, and you say, you know what? I need some help here. Amen? I've been trying this for a while. I've been going in a direction, but praise God, I need some help. And there ain't nobody around here can help me. Amen? Hey, we love each other here. We love each other, brothers and sisters in Christ. We love each other, but there's no way. There ain't none of us can be with you all the time. We can't help you. We can't be there for you. Hey, if you need us, you call us, and we'll be there just to the best of our ability, as fast as we can. Amen. I believe anybody in here, praise God, if you ask them, say, hey, could you help me? Pray, pick up a phone. Hey, could you help me? Praise God. They'll come to the best of their ability to get to you to help you. But we can't always be there for you. Amen. We can't be, but praise God, there's a force of God. We realize, praise the Lord, get a seriousness to Him. Realize, praise God, that God can be with us. He's for us. He's with us. He's always there. We can call upon Him. We can trust in Him, and He'll help us. He'll come. He don't have to come to where we're at. He's already there.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, as I get older, I realize I need Him, and I'm glad He's with me. I mean, there's been times in my life, praise God, if he had been somewhere far off and I'd had tried to get up with him, it might have been too late. Amen. Praise God. What is your life, praise God, without the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. James goes on and says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. He said, we have no idea. He said, so what is your life? What is your life today? How are you living it today? He said, it's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. He said, it's brief, it's fleeting. Amen. It's here in one moment, gone in the next. But he said, what is your life? How's it been lived? He said, that you ought to say. He said, what we ought to say is, if the Lord will, amen, if the Lord will, we shall live. You know, if the Lord don't will, praise God, you're gone. You're history. You're out of here. Somebody talking about the other day, said, well, preacher, if they could just get him to the doctor, he'd be all right. I tell you what, if you better get him to Dr. Jesus, praise God, because he's the only one that keep him here. Amen. We've seen it with our own eyes, praise God. They can be over at the hospital, the best doctor in the county, praise God, and if it's their time to go, they can't save them. They're out of here. But praise God, he said, hey, if the Lord's will, we shall live. If the Lord will, we'll live. He said, and do this or that. He said, we ought to say, if the Lord will, if it's His will, we'll do here. If it's His will, praise God, we'll be back at church this Sunday. If it's His will, praise God, we'll be back at your church Sunday night. If it's His will, praise God, we'll make it to the house this evening. If it's His will tonight, praise God, we'll go in and we'll pillow our head and take our sleep. If it's His will, praise God, we'll get up in the morning. You say, what is your life? My life is a life dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ, depending on God the Father to keep me alive, keep me well, keep me running, keep me tuned, keep showing me the way, praise God, so I can keep pressing on for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. If it be God's will, praise God, I'll get up in the morning. If it be God's will, praise God, I'll tell somebody about Jesus. If it be God's will, praise God, we'll love one another and help each other, bring each other along, show each other the way, praise God, that it's supposed to be. What is your life? I won't say it should be a life in the Lord Jesus Christ, but not it's not a life of spiritual carelessness like today. It's a life, praise God, where we realize the power of an almighty God. Amen? We realize, praise the Lord, the seriousness of having a relationship with Him, knowing Him and the free pardon of sin. Praise God. Because He said, but now you rejoice in your boasting, and all such rejoicing is evil. He said, when we assume things, when we assume that the morrow will be okay, and we assume that next week will be okay, and assume that you'll be able to get up in the morning, go do your job like you've always done it. You know, there's people every day that get up and get ready to go to work and have strokes and never make it to their job. Have heart attacks. Have car accidents. All kinds of things can happen between here and there. But praise God, if it be God's will, He'll get us up and He'll keep us going. He'll tune us up, praise God, and He'll show us the way. But He says we can't be boastful in ourselves. He said if we're going to boast, praise God, let's just boast about Jesus. Say, praise God, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to go to work, if God will. And amen, praise God, and I'm going to do the best I can as unto the Lord, that He might get the glory out of it. That He might use me, somebody can see my life. That I can be a witness for Lord Jesus Christ. I tell somebody about Jesus, that they might be saved. Praise His holy name. He said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. So what is your life? What is your life tonight? Is it one that's trusting in the Lord? Are you just running nonchalantly after the world? in a contented worldliness, saying, well, you know what, Lord, that's okay, I got this. I tell you, that's the most deceiving thing that the devil can ever put on your plate, is to make you think that you got this. And I want to say, we don't have this. We don't have the ability, we don't have the means, we don't have the capacity to know what we ought to do. But we know that God does. What is your life? It's a life that's trusting in the Lord. If the Lord be willing, then I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And if it ain't His will, praise God, I'd just as soon not do it anyway. Amen. If it's not His will, praise God, I'd just as soon leave it alone and just go with God. Praise His holy name.